Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com. Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.
It's all about the macro productions.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary is Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
Fort Lauderdale.
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the Sears hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin or Rumble or listening wherever podcasts are served, thanks so much. We appreciate the support. We couldn't do it without you. And if you want to connect with me, the best way to do that is through the website, macroaggressions.io. Check it out. See what you think. We've got an Acapulco coming up. Are you going to join me? February 16th. Down in lovely Acapulco, Mexico. If you can't make it, you can always live stream it. There's a lot going on. It's going to be fantastic. I'm emceeing it again. I can't wait. It's always my favorite week of the year. You can go to anarchapulco.com and use the discount code MACRO for anything that you are looking to save money on. Also, we appreciate our sponsors. Have you tried Brain Supreme yet? You should. You should check it out. You can go to brainsupreme.co and find out what they're doing over there with these amazing mushroom nootropics. It's organic and biodynamic functional mushrooms. Yes, there's a little bit of those mushrooms in there too, but not enough to make you trip out. Just enough to keep you really focused. In fact, they've got four different styles. One is genius, one is energy, one is called feel good, and the fourth is called the black stack. So if you're interested in this, I've got the genius and I've got the energy ones, and I sort of mix them up depending on what my day looks like. But It's fantastic. They support brain function, enhance focus and creativity. It's, as they say, next level shit. You should go check it out. Sign up for the microdosing course. It's free. You just promo code when you go over there. The discount code on everything is macro if you need it. But I'm telling you, you're going to be blown away. You can find the link down in the description. BrainSupreme.co is the place to go for that. And Legal Shield. It's the new year. You got a lot of things on your plate, stuff you need to knock out. Do you have your last will and testament? Do you have a medical directive, a financial power of attorney? Get those things done. Get them in your safe and locked away, and then you can cross that off your list. If you have Legal Shield, it'll cost you $30 a month. That'll get you access into their project over there, and it's fantastic. You'll get an app on your phone, super easy to use. Just tell them, I want to connect with an attorney in my area. And what do you need? Well, documents. They'll give you a big drop-down list of all the documents. You just tick all the ones that you want, send it over. Someone will reach out to you in the next 24 hours and say, hey, I'm Steve down at this law firm down the street, and we're Legal Shield's representatives here in your town, and we can take care of all these documentation, all the things you need. This is what we need from you. Grab all these documents, bring them to our office on Friday, and let's knock it all out. Man, it is just the best thing you can do for $30 a month. Get that taken care of week one of your membership, and it'll pay for itself for the next couple of months. Go to the website that they built specifically for us. Don'tgetpushedaround.com is the place to go and find out everything you need to know about it. Do you run a small business? There's a small business legal plan. If you carry a gun, they have documentation for that. If you need ID Shield, they've got that. You now have an attorney on your side. If your work wants you to sign some, you know, new, it's the new year and we need you to sign this new employment agreement, and it has some questionable language about what you agree to medically in order to be at this job, you know, you send that over to your attorney. You have them take a look at it. Don't go sign in anything without representation. You have representation now. It levels the playing field. That's why we chose the domain don'tgetpushedaround.com. I don't like the idea of people getting pushed around by other people who have attorneys. So now you have one too. Go to the website, see if it's right for you. If it is, good luck. You'll find plenty of uses for it, I assure you. So, well, it's finally happened. No. Joe Biden didn't drop dead in office, though I'm sure the Vegas odds were relatively high, given, you know, especially over the last 6 months, that he would. No, he made it all the way through. The reign of terror by the pant-shitting pedophile-in-chief has finally come to an end after a half a century of corruption. But not before pardoning all of the capos in the Biden crime family, including his crack-smoking pedophile son, Hunter, his sketchy brother, Jim, Sarah Biden, Valerie Biden, John Biden, Francis Biden. These are all family members. I didn't know they were involved in it. Boy, nothing says I've got a bunch of guilty family members like handing out blanket pardons on the last day in office. Doesn't send any sort of alarm bells off for me or anything like that. Oh, my God. I suppose every administration is filled with these types of people. I'm not surprised by this. Once he pardoned Hunter, we sort of knew it was coming, you know. But it's not just his family, of course. And what we're going to do is get into the massive lies that Joe Biden has told over his career. I mean, I'm going to condense them because we do only have about an hour. Otherwise, we'd be here all day. I want to talk about his international failings. There are many of them. And wrap up with his domestic failings, which, if you're here in America, just, you know, go to any major city and you'll see Joe Biden's fingerprints all over it. That is, if you're not being mugged at the time that you're witnessing it. He's turned the American dream into a nightmare. And as George Carlin says, they call it the American dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. And Joe Biden has been selling the American dream for a long time, and he's just a salesman filled to the brim with horseshit, and always has been. In a lifetime of pathological lying, of grifting, wasn't even really good at it. For a long, long time, Joe Biden was listed as the poorest person in Congress. So it's like you're in an industry where everybody is stealing anything that isn't bolted down. How are you still broke? It isn't because he had a come to Jesus epiphany and he said, I'm going to be the one guy in Congress who isn't stealing and looting this place. No, no, no. He would have loved to have done that. He just is too dumb to figure it out. And, you know, the current Biden that we see is a shell of his former self, if it even is the same person. I've seen multiple Joe Bidens. You're not going to be able to convince me that the guy who was screaming in the 90s about how he wanted to bulldoze raves and lock everybody up and give the death penalty to anybody for everything north of jaywalking, a real quote of his. So, you know, that guy, that angry, fiery son of a bitch, is not the same person. I mean, literally not the same person who we dealt with for the last couple of years. I mean, hairlines, noses, ears, you name it. I'm not really sure who was playing the role of Joe Biden for the last couple of years, but it wasn't the guy that started off in Congress in the 70s. And, but good riddance. You know, get out of here. You've been destroying this country for a long, long time. And so we'll do that. We'll get into all of his, well, maybe not all of his failings and crimes against the people, but we'll get into enough of them. I mean, I've got notes. You might know that I like to bring some receipts when I can. And with Joe Biden, they're everywhere. It's just a matter of organizing them and figuring out which ones are the funniest to talk about. So we'll start, you know, with the pardons, right? So his family, obviously, not overly surprised about that. But boy, the other co-conspirators, I don't know that I was expecting a pardon for Fauci. I understand fully that this is all part of like a gigantic performance and that they're all essentially on the same team. But I still didn't think that there would be one for Fauci. Not because Joe Biden would have some sort of moral hang-up about pardoning this guy, because of course he wouldn't have a problem with that. I just thought the optics were really bad. I thought, actually, if you're Fauci, you maybe don't want a pardon, because it puts you in an unusual predicament, because legally speaking, quote, a pardon carries an imputation of guilt, acceptance, a confession of it. That is Burdick versus United States, 1915. So if you are being pardoned for your blanket crimes, it's implied that you committed the crimes, that crimes were committed, and that you were the person responsible for it, i.e., you wouldn't get a pardon if you weren't guilty. Do you know what I mean? So the fact that Anthony Fauci and general pronouns Mark Milley and the J6 crew of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and Adam Schiff, the pencil neck pedophile from the Standard Hotel, all these people get blanket pardons, as if you didn't know already, this is a criminal enterprise. You do now. I mean, it is evidence on its face. You don't give pardons to innocent people. We understand this. So the fact that they're getting pardoned means that they are guilty of crimes and that Joe Biden would like those crimes to magically go away. Well, guess what? Maybe at the federal level, they did, but not at the state level. And if you see Anthony Fauci out having a nice steak dinner, what's to stop somebody from grabbing a steak knife off a table and jamming it into his heart, right? Because somebody's going to do that. It's going to happen one of these days. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'll make a prediction. I usually don't do this in part because I'm not very good at it. But I'll make a fun prediction. I predict that by the end of 2025, sometime in 2025, Anthony Fauci will get whacked. But it won't be by a deranged fan or somebody who's was rightly infuriated by his behavior, or maybe had to say goodbye to their loved one via, you know, a FaceTime call, or somebody, you know, wasn't able to hold their family member's hand as they died, and instead they filled up latex gloves with warm water and made those things to make it feel like someone was, I mean, you know, all that stuff. There's going to be millions of people who would rightly want Anthony Fauci dead. My prediction, and it's a bit of a stretch here, it won't be them. It'll be Big Pharma that takes him out. They have a long track record of hiring hitmen to murder people. They've been doing it for a long time. The death toll of microbiologists alone is over 200. Okay, so don't come at me with, oh, you're speculating about whether or not the pharmaceutical industry kills people. I'm not speculating about that. That's proven. We know that. I'm speculating that they will do it to Fauci. And my reasoning, tie up a lot of loose ends with that one. You know, you get that guy in front of Congress with a very unhappy Congress trying to grill him and put all the blame on him. Of course, we know it's not all his fault, but I could envision a scenario in which a lot of people were like, you know, I wish this guy wasn't in a position to be able to speak. And I think he will get whacked. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I wonder what the Vegas odds are on that. Polymarket? I wonder what Polymarket has this app. I don't know. I'd put some money on it. Get a two-way parlay, right? Anthony Fauci gets whacked and General Mark Milley transitions and becomes a broad after this. I'll take that two-leg parlay. I'll tease it with Adam Schiff coming out as a transsexual as well. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, look, this is, for the normies out there, a pretty clear indication that what Biden was running was a criminal syndicate. And these co-conspirators don't get pardons because they took too many of the Girl Scout cookies that were left out on the table. These are people who are guilty of crimes against humanity. Anthony Fauci killed more people than Adolf Hitler worldwide, okay, with his vaccines. When all was said and done, impossible to quantify and measure, really. But we've got almost a million dead in the U.S. from the vaccines. We've crossed the 20 million dead worldwide from the vaccines. So, you know, whatever happens to that guy, he'll have it coming to him. Let's talk about Biden's never-ending stream of lies. Some of them are funny, you know, because he can't stop lying about everything. Some of the lies are treacherous, of course, and have cost people their lives because of the lies he's told. But some of them are just the rantings of an arrogant, narcissistic, pathological liar. And that's who Joe Biden has always been. He didn't turn into a bad president. He's always been a bad person. His family is a mess. Take a look at his family. You tell me. Nice family you got there, Joe. Let's get into some of that. First of all, he graduated top half of his law school class. No, he didn't. He finished at the bottom. He was talking about, I was on all these scholarships and everything. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You made that up. Oh, my house burned down with my wife in it, he said. Didn't happen. That's the real test of a pathological liar. They'll tell lies that you can easily check and get some clarification on. Joe Biden's house never burned down with his wife in it. didn't stop him from saying that in order to, you know, connect and have some commonality with the with these people in Maui or LA, or we'll get to all these, but, you know, not that he would comment on anybody in LA. He was too busy at the beach. But, you know, over his career, when he's tried to humanize himself, which is tough, and make some sort of comparison or some sort of commonality with people, and by saying, oh, you know, you're having this horrible tragedy where your house burned down. I had the same similar thing happen to me. My house burned down with my wife. Oh, really? Did really? No, not really. I'm just saying that to make you feel better, because I'm a sociopath. That's Joe Biden. What about this? What about this as the true test of a man's character? Joe Biden's wife and daughter are killed in a car accident. His first wife. A horrible situation. And I've got problems with Joe Biden, but I would never wish that on somebody. Right. What did Joe Biden do? He accused the other person who was in the car accident of, quote, drinking his lunch, meaning that guy was drunk at the time when he caused the accident that killed Biden's wife and daughter. That was not true. He accused this guy, libelous, by the way, of being drunk. He wasn't drunk. Joe Biden's wife caused the accident. The guy was sober. He wasn't drinking at lunch, like Joe Biden said. Think about the type of scumbag you have to be to lie about something like that. That's Joe Biden. At his core, you don't ever come back from that. I would never have a friend. You know, maybe you have a friend who tells you a white lie because it doesn't want to hurt your feelings about something. Understandable. But if you had a friend who lied about the method of death for his wife and daughter, could you ever be friends with him again? Well, it wasn't just once, because he did it with Beau Biden as well. When he stood there, when he wasn't checking his watch at Dover, Delaware, when they brought the caskets home from Afghanistan after he botched the removal of U.S. troops out of that area. What did he do? Well, first of all, on the tarmac, he kept the families waiting for 3 hours. Nobody is really sure why, but the speculation was that he was asleep, which I would believe, on the plane. Then when he did come down and couldn't stop looking at his watch because he wanted to be anywhere else but there, he insulted the crowd and, frankly, the honor of his dead son, Beau, by lying to the public and telling them that his son, Beau, came back from Iraq in a flag-draped coffin as well. He did not. He died at Bethesda, Maryland Hospital of brain cancer, which is horrible. But it's not a flag-draped coffin coming back from Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever he said he was coming back from. That you would lie about that, again, an easily provable lie, shows that you're not even human anymore. I think Joe Biden is one of the sickest human beings I've ever come across in dealing with this. Not the most evil. That honor for me is George H.W. Bush, another American president, another American pedophile president. They're all in the big club, right? But to lie about your son's death, again, to try to connect with this audience, the audience that you despise, the audience of grieving family members trying to get some sort of closure, if you ever can, for what happened at the wrap-up of Afghanistan, where 13 service members were killed by a bomb that went off that should have never been allowed to explode that close to where they were. All Biden's fault. 100% lay that on Joe Biden and his command, his woke military command. They screwed that up. He then compounded it by being insulting to the family and then lying to them. That's Joe Biden for you. Here's one of the funny ones. He grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood, don't you know? Is that, I have a question. Is that where you got into the knife fight with Corn Pop? You remember, Corn Pop was a bad dude, as he said. And And he talked about how he had these legendary chain, like bicycle chains that he had, that he fought Corn Pop with. This is delusional rantings of a invalid talking about this. He talked about, I got hairy legs, and the kids used to like to pour water on them and watch them grow. You know, and that's how I learned about roaches, and I learned about kids, and I love kids, and I love it when kids sit on my lap. And you're like, I'm sorry, is this a real conversation that we're having here? What exactly are you talking about, Joe? You're talking about black kids fascinated by your leg hair. And because they're fascinated of your leg hair, you know about roaches and that you love children and that you want them to sit on your lap. Oh, we know you love children. You there isn't a child around that you didn't want to aggressively sniff, you weirdo. He drove an 18-wheeler. He told a bunch of truckers that he drove an 18-wheeler. He did not. He did, however, plagiarize his 1988 speech when he was running for president, you know, because he's just concerned about getting the facts right. You know, as he's lying to you about being in the top half of his law school class, he's lying about getting scholarships to go to law school. He lies in his presidential speech. He had to drop out of the race. I mean, you probably don't remember that. It was 30 plus years ago, but Joe Biden ran for president in 1988 and he had to leave in disgrace after getting caught lying or plagiarizing the speech, which is verbal, you know, a verbal lie. He said his uncle, this one's great. I hope this happened because it's funny. He said his uncle got eaten by cannibals after crashing in World War II in Papua New Guinea. The army came out and said that did not happen. Yes, his plane crashed in the Pacific. It did not crash in Papua New Guinea. And he did not get eaten by cannibals. I'm not sure if Biden was pandering to the cannibal voting bloc or what exactly, but he made that comment. He lied about not having any military deaths during his administration. Well, we just talked about the 13 that got blown up in Afghanistan. I mean, again, a easily disproven lie. He said Trump left office with 15% unemployment rate, not true, and 9% inflation, also not true. It was 1.4%. Not that inflation numbers are to be believed at all, but they weren't 9%. You know what's funny is that his numbers were 9%. You know, so it's always project onto your enemy that which you yourself are guilty of. That's what this is. You watch Hillary do this. We watch Biden do it. They teach them this at scumbag school. They teach them how to do this. He said he was endorsed by the Border Patrol. Border Patrol came out and was like, we didn't endorse him. We don't know what he's talking about. But of course, there's no price that you pay for that. You just throw these lies out there and then it's fine. He lied about his business deals in Ukraine and China. Remember, 10% for the big guy. 10% for the big guy. Who's the big guy, I wonder? Oh, Joe Biden is the big guy? Oh, yeah. Well, boy, if I didn't know any better, it sounds like you were running some sort of unusual kickback scheme, which, of course, he is. He said he joined the NAACP at 15, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Do you have a mirror, Joe? You do know you're white. Correct? He said he joined the NAACP at 15 and protested to support a black family who had just moved into the neighborhood and that he got arrested doing that. None of this happened. Just didn't happen. Said he was the first person in his family to go to college. Not true. His grandpa did. I'm not sure if it was the grandpa who got eaten by cannibals or a different one, but one of them did. Said he got arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela. Not true. Said he was at ground zero after 9/11. Not true. Said the border was secure, that Afghanistan exit was a success, and that inflation is low. All of these things are not true. Joe Biden tells lies very easily. once you do it a couple thousand times, it gets easier. And of course, showering with his 12-year-old daughter, Ashley, is totally fine. Yeah. So, yeah. Let's move on to his administration of traitors. There's plenty of them. If you were in the Gallo building industry, boy, right now would be a booming time. I would buy stock in that, whatever the publicly traded guillotine factory is. Be a lot of need for your products. Let's talk about the trilaterals that were in his administration. There were 17 of them total, but the ones that you would know are Susan Rice, Jake Sullivan, and Antony Blinken. Antony Blinken was the most incompetent Secretary of State I think I've ever seen. He was the Justin Trudeau of diplomacy, of American diplomacy, where you know how you've seen the Justin Trudeau where he sits down and like sticks his hand out to go shake hands with they're on some panel discussion. The guy next to him just looks at him and turns his chair the other way. That's how Antony Blinken was treated in Alaska when he met with the Chinese. They berated him and then walked out of the meeting, got nothing done, and told him that he was a deeply unserious person, which he is. He's not just a deeply unserious person. He's also the stepson of Samuel Pissar, who was Robert Maxwell's longtime confidant and personal attorney. Robert Maxwell of the Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein connections, right? So Antony Blinken comes out of that world. So is it incompetence accidentally or is it incompetence intentionally? I mean, because we've had some bulldogs as Secretary of State, kind of go across the world and rattle off demands and scare the hell out of everybody that they talk to. Blinken was not one of them. He was the laughingstock. He was an embarrassment. He was no diplomat at all. He was a failure. The only question is, was his failure intentional or accidental? Well, it's hard to tell because, you know, choosing someone, you know, if you're Joe Biden, choosing someone like Kamala Harris as a vice president pick shows a lack of strategic vision and lack of judgment. And you have to ask yourself the question, if I knew she was deeply unqualified for the job, clearly he knew it too, right? And yet it happened and she became the vice president as just simply because she was a woman of color. That was the only qualification. He said that, not me. It's not me saying that. Joe Biden said he was going to name somebody as his vice president who was a woman of color, which is like, you know, Stacey Abrams or Kamala Harris. Pick your poison here. Neither is good. You know, his administration also was deeply involved in perpetrating the lie that he got 81 million votes. Kamala got 75 million. I don't even know how she got that many, but there's a 6 million vote lapse there. Did you just print them up out of thin air and send them in? Yes, of course they did. And if you had done something like that, what would be the telltale sign? Oh, I don't know. At 3 a.m., the vote total would just spike in a mathematically impossible sort of way. Would that be an indicator? Well, that'd be one way to check. Yeah. Also, was there any suspicious activity at the voting centers? Yeah, it was all over the place. They were putting cardboard up into the windows that you couldn't, so you couldn't see. They didn't want anybody to get access to the security cameras. And there were still a lot of anomalies with the election. They stole the election. It's obvious now to everybody. I'll have, you know, the record shows that I was screaming about this from the very beginning. And I'm no Trumper, you know, but I know a stolen election when I see one. If you remember, Joe Biden barely campaigned for himself in 2020, in 2019. He was accused of being in his basement, and yet he still magically won. The reason why he magically won and the reason why they didn't put him out there going to four different stops in one day like Trump was doing, flying from state to state to state, is because they knew they had it in the bag because they stole it. They were planning to steal it, and they eventually did. And then in the fog of COVID, of course, and mail-in ballots and all of the fuckery that comes with that. And the next time when Trump was able to, you know, survive his his Japanese game show-esque run for president the second time around, where you're dodging bullets and trying to not get your airplane blown up and trying to not get put in prison and not get bankrupted and all these sort of hurdles that you have to overcome. That time around, it was kind of harder to do the mail-in ballots and rig it in an obvious way. So, but that's an administration that's built on lies. Of course, that was to be expected. What about the role of Obama, that treasonous snake? Did he get a third term with Joe Biden in there? I think so. I think that he and the trilaterals were deeply involved in a lot of the decisions that Joe made. Obama had no respect for him at all. I mean, he's on the record saying, you know, never underestimate Joe's ability to fuck it up, because he knew, you know, if Joe didn't have a reputation for fucking it up, he wouldn't have been the poorest senator for 30 years. You understand? So we have Pelosi and Schumer and the January 6th psychological operation and Jack Smith and Christopher Wray at the FBI. These people should all be led away in handcuffs, every single one of them, for their crimes. It's never going to happen. What about the 51 intelligence agents that came forward to say that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation? Well, Trump yanked their security clearance from them. It's a good first start. That's the first thing you do. The second thing you do is lead them away in handcuffs and make sure that there's a news crew there to film it as you kick down their doors at 4 o'clock in the morning. CNN accompanied the Biden FBI Gestapo on those raids. I imagine Trump, if he were to do it, it would just be Fox News instead. But, you know, these are people who deserve to be rounded up. Same with Gary Gensler. I mean, Gary Gensler didn't even wait for Trump to fire him. He pulled the ripcord immediately, which he should. How about this? How about if you're wondering, well, where would I look for a list of treasonous scumbags in the Biden administration? Well, and the, maybe not necessarily just the administration, but in his orbit. Well, I would look at the people who he just gave the Presidential Medal of Freedom to. That would be George Soros. Do you get a medal for the Black Revolution that he pulled in 2020? How about Hillary Clinton? She gets a medal for what? I guess still being here? Bono. I know about the red shoes, Bono. We all know about the red shoes. We know how you get them. We know what they mean. How about David Rubenstein from the Carlyle Group? Dangerous individual. Jane Goodall and Bill Nye, eugenicists. Well, Jane Goodall is, I don't know. Bill Nye is just an actor, and a bad one at that, pretending to be a scientist. And Ash Carter, Secretary of Defense. I mean, Presidential Medals of Freedom for all the, was Satan unavailable? You could still make one up, and it's not too late. Let's move on. Remember Dr. Alice Cooper Biden? Oh, you answered all the questions, Joe. Good job. Here's your applesauce, you dipshit. Congratulations. Yeah, you answered all the questions. It was a debate. You're supposed to answer the questions. You don't get points for participating in the debate. By the way, you got embarrassed in the debates. Trump had to ease off of Joe Biden in the debates so that the optics wouldn't be, you know, you just took an old man out back and kicked the shit out of him on national TV. Like, that's elder abuse. So the first debate kind of crippled him. Second, it felt like he sort of eased off a little bit. But when the bar for success is that you answered all the questions, let's just be honest, it wasn't very high. But his failed administration, I think, set back the United States 25 years. And there's always something in all of these administrations that sets the clock back on where we could be. Could you just imagine what this world would look like if these people, hell, if they just did nothing? But they're actively trying to destroy the planet, to destroy you, your health, your mental well-being, your financial resources, your access to food, your clean, good food, clean water, all of that, what they're spraying in the skies. They're trying to kill us in every way that they can try. So, it's not specific to Joe Biden that he set us back a quarter century, but I mean, let's start at the end, right? He tried to kill Trump twice, right? When he wasn't bankrupting him or imprisoning him, he had an American Gladio style mercenary group out of Fort Bragg. Oh, I'm sorry, Fort Liberty. He renamed it Fort Liberty because, you know, there's just so much liberty coming out of the psychological operations unit there at JSOC and everybody else who's based there, Green Berets, psych warfare, you know, all those people. He reduced Trump's Secret Service protection and then sent assassins after him. Now, to be fair, not the best and brightest of assassins. I believe that had you actually sent like the A-team, and I'm not talking about Mr. T here, but, you know, the varsity team, I think that had he done that, Trump's funeral would have been a couple of months ago. But for whatever reason, Trump says it's a sign from God. God saved me. Well, you turned your head at the right time, and maybe that did it. I don't know. Was this all part of a huge, elaborate play? I'm open. I'm open to all of it, man. My default setting is switched to I don't believe anything. So, but regardless, we know that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would have loved for Trump to be dead. And you know this because as soon as that the first attempt failed, well, they sent a second one, but also that was right around the time Biden dropped out and Kamala was installed. And that most definitely was plan B, because there is no universe in which Kamala Harris running for president is plan A. It just isn't. He allowed himself to be removed by Pelosi, Obama, George Clooney, however you want to, whoever you want to say made the call on that. But there was a palace coup and Joe Biden was thrown out. To his credit, though, I will give him this credit. Before they had a chance to send the nomination to a committee and let the Democrat machine do its thing, he immediately came out and said, I endorse Kamala Harris and I think Kamala Harris would be a great president. Tying the hands of the Democratic apparatus, which is great because they're real good at being sneaky. And I think that Biden was feeling that he was thrown under the bus and that if he were to get his revenge, the best thing he could do was make it so that they didn't have any options, that they were forced to ride with Kamala and all the joy that came along with that. The border was made into a turnstile and a giveaway to anybody that was coming across, 10 million plus people. Just come on down, man. You're the next contestant on Price is Right. Oh, what do you want? You want free transportation inside the United States? We'll fly you around at night when nobody's asking any questions. Oh, you have kids with you? Well, can we separate them? Because we would love to help them as much as we can. And the best way for us to do that is to get them away from the parents, of course. So we'll do that. And then 300,000 kids just up and vanish. I wonder where they are. Probably underground somewhere. Maybe underground in a pit, dead. Maybe getting trafficked in the Middle East somewhere. Maybe getting drained of their organs and blood and harvested like that. It's disgusting. The fact that we're even speculating about what happened to those kids hurts my soul, you know? And 300,000 children is enough to fill up the Rose Bowl every night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, like the Rolling Stones are coming to town. All kids, all vanished. Where are they? Somebody knows. Biden was bad on economic policy too. But again, if you're the poorest guy in Congress, you clearly have a problem making money. even if it's stealing. I want to see my congressmen show that they have the skills necessary to run this country should they choose to become president. And the best way to do that is to figure out who are all the rich congressmen. They clearly know how to skim money off the top and rig the system. That would make a great president. The fact that Joe Biden was poor up until the last couple of, when I say poor, I mean he never made over $400,000. Poor by presidential standards, for sure. Just goes to show he wasn't ambitious enough, or his crime family was run by the likes of Hunter. So you get what you pay for, I suppose. But he did stop oil drilling. He stopped the Anwar project in Alaska. Trump's restarted that immediately on day one. The Gulf of Mexico rigs or the leases were not renewed. Part of me wonders if, from a legal standpoint, Trump wants to change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America because the legislation for those oil rigs is all written under the name Gulf of Mexico. And maybe as the Gulf of America, it then legally creates a challenge to it. That's speculation on my part. I don't know if that's the reason why the name changed. It could just be, it's probably Occam's razor. Trump has a huge ego, decided to call it Gulf of America instead of the Gulf of Mexico. But I don't discount the fact that those oil rigs out there had all of the leases turned off by the Biden administration. Well, what they said in it was that you could have up to 10, maximum of up to 10 Gulf of Mexico offshore oil rigs, you know, like the one that blew up years ago, and with the stipulation that the number could be as low as zero. And of course, the number was zero when Biden was there. He drained the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is our barrels of oil that we keep just in case we need it. He drained it so that he could bring gas prices down to make it look like he was doing something, which he wasn't. He just drained it at the wrong time. And then they're like, well, we could fill it now, but the cost of oil is like it's like 40% higher than it was when you drained it, you dummy. That was done on purpose. He weaponized the Stasi, the Department of Injustice, with Merrick Garland. He had Christopher Wray running the FBI, who should be in handcuffs. He had Alexander Mayorkas, who's a dual citizen with Israel, in charge of the Department of Homeland Security and the Secret Service. Interesting choice. The guy who's in charge of the Secret Service, Alexander Mayorkas, And Donald Trump gets shot, and his Secret Service detail has got the JV team in there with a bunch of women who can't figure out how to holster their gun. Boy, again, this feels like the cover story is incompetence with malevolence underneath the surface. And Alexander Mayorkas should be tried for his crimes as well. All these people should. I mean, Merrick Garland, Christopher Wray, and Alexander Mayorkas, I don't even need trials. I think legally you should probably have them just to make sure you're the good guy in this, but I know what I'd do with those guys. They'd get kicked off the back of the boat out in the Gulf of America immediately, and they could swim to shore as far as I'm concerned. The Department of Justice show trials against political rivals, like a straight-up banana republic, with the Georgia situation with Fannie Willis and her dipshit boyfriend who made multiple trips to the White House. That was discovered, or the New York City non-crime, non-banking crime that they found him guilty of, like 34 felonies or however many it was. Nobody, of course, can tell you what the felonies were because there was some obscure law that nobody even knows anything about, and nobody was harmed by this. The banks were on the stand saying he didn't do anything. He paid the loans back. We don't have a problem with it. It's all show trials. Or the Mar-a-Lago raid, if you remember that, where they this is third world shit right here, or it used to be. Using the Department of Justice to infiltrate Twitter and Meta and Google and curb any sort of debate about vaccines and border and Israel and Ukraine or fires or any of that stuff. I mean, they just don't want you talking about any of it. Let's move on. What about the Ukraine war? Biden's legacy of military failures. As of the end of September, of 2024, the United States has announced 66 different rounds of, quote, security assistance to Ukraine, meaning money, and arms, totaling, and this is not a final tally, but the last number I got, which is sure to be higher than this, was $175 billion that went to Ukraine. Ukraine, interesting. Don't we have Biden on camera talking in that panel discussion, threatening to pull $1 billion from the Ukrainians unless they get their guy to call the dogs off the Burisma investigation? Don't we have him on camera bragging about that? We do. And who was involved in Burisma? His son. And what were they doing in Ukraine? They were regime changing it in 2014 with Vicky Nuland. Remember? Yats is our guy. Remember on the calls that they intercepted of her talking about how they're installing a puppet president there. One of many. They, of course, later installed that little coked up elf to go in there and try to kick off World War III. What did he do? He got 500,000 Ukrainian boys sent home in body bags. A fucking crime against humanity. Zelensky should be hanged at the town square. No trial needed. We've seen enough. And eventually he will be. He'll get the same fate that Saddam Hussein got, or Muammar Gaddafi, or any of these guys that happened to get on the wrong side of the American Empire. God forbid you actually even go into business with the American Empire. It ends poorly every single time. Biden was deeply involved in that coup in 2014. We know about the biolabs. Well, let me rephrase that. We know that there were biolabs there. I don't know that we even know the extent of what was going on inside those biolabs, except that Russia was in a huge hurry to take them out when they started that war, and when they, in the unprovoked war, as they kept liking to tell us on the news every night, that unprovoked Russian aggression towards Ukraine. Well, you can check out Scott Horton's new book. You know what it's called? Provoked. And the reason why is because that war was most definitely provoked by the American Empire. That's what they do. Biolabs, chemical weapons, organ harvesting, human trafficking. Ukraine is the center of all of this. It flows through there. It's a lawless country with NATO creeping around and Russia looking to take back what was theirs ethnically. So we had that. We had the money laundering. Of course, we had the money laundering going on in Ukraine, but it took on an interesting techno twist when FTX imploded. And then what you found was that a lot of the money was flowing through Ukraine and was getting repurposed back to these democratic politicians that SBF was trying to butter up with his autistic ways and trying to grease the wheel. You don't have to sweet talk these assholes in Washington, D.C. Just tell them you're buying them. There's no need to wine and dine them and take them out to dinner and say, we need you to go our way. You just say, here's a briefcase with cash. Do what I told you to do, or we'll get somebody else in here who will. And that's, of course, what was happening in Ukraine. That's the reason why all these Democrats are so enthusiastic about it. I mean, Lindsey Graham, of course, wants to start World War III no matter what. But he definitely wants it to happen in Ukraine. And he certainly wants them to call in 18-year-olds and force them into service, which is, I mean, I know Lindsey Graham likes 18-year-old boys, but shit, you got to leave some of them, right, Lindsey? You can't get them all killed. I mean, who will you traffic if they're all dead on the battlefield? Talk about Burisma, 10% for the big guy, Jim Biden, Hunter Biden, both with blank pardons that date back to 2014. Interesting, they date back that far. That's when the Ukraine situation was going on. Wow, that's interesting. So it's been going on, it's been a 10-year run for you guys. The blanket immunity will come back to bite these people in the ass, I assure you. Build Back Better Ukraine edition, featuring BlackRock. I mean, if there's one thing the American empire loves more than war, it's the rebuild after the war, where you can make some serious money and redraw the lines of the maps and all that good stuff. And if you've got your partners at BlackRock running the financing for it, then you're covered. And of course, Ukraine today, Gaza tomorrow. Right. And of course, Biden's history of failures with Ukraine will also have to include the catastrophe that NATO is in the midst of now, where they desperately want this to be a much larger war. They've expressed interest in including Ukraine in NATO, which isn't going to happen. There's no appetite for that from everybody else. And they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, which did not cripple Russia in the way that they expected it would. They put sanctions on Russia, which backfired and made Russia stronger. They wound up giving Germany a dark winter by blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. But then, don't worry, they immediately offered them the alternative, which is, we'll sell you LNG from America. We'll just bring it over on the ships. Yeah, it'll be three times more expensive than what you were getting from Russia. But, you know, what are you going to do? Pipeline's been blown up, you know, by those Swedes or the three Ukrainians in a rowboat, or the, I forget, I'm maybe it was a herd of crabs on the ocean floor that got carried away and cut the lines themselves. It's all, any story that you choose is fine with me. It's all nonsense. We know exactly who blew it up. So it didn't work. It backfired. But that's what you get when you put the Biden administration in charge of false flags. They get the alarm clock goes off before it's supposed to. You know. I have a question, and I don't expect an answer to this. But why did General Pronouns Mark Milley get pardoned? Why? Why would you pardon a general? Did the general commit crimes? What was the general up to? Is it related to China, or is it related to Ukraine, or is it related to the genocide in Gaza, or is it all three? Did you give him a pardon because you know Trump was going to go after him because he's General Pronouns? I saw that Trump immediately took down, there's like a big painting of Mark Milley that was hung in some place, I don't know, maybe the Pentagon, someplace. And it had just been unveiled 2 weeks ago, I think, 2 months ago, I don't know what else. And Trump on day one was like, take that thing down, take that ugly painting down immediately. The pettiness of Trump, I kind of like when he's bickering and fighting with these other people. I sort of appreciate it because it's he's such a troll. But I agree that Mark Milley should be, like all these people, let out in handcuffs. We'll get to the bottom of what his crimes are. But I'm interested to know what the pardon is for, because I've never seen that done before. I mean, I do know that two of the generals on 9/11 got promotions after 9/11. Now, help me if I'm out of line here, but if you allowed a terrorist operation like that to happen underneath your nose in New York City and Washington, D.C., and you're the generals in charge, shouldn't you be demoted and not promoted? I don't know. That's just me, I guess. Let's talk about the Afghanistan exit. Let's talk about war in general, because Joe Biden never saw a war that he didn't enthusiastically endorse and want your kids to go die in. You know. So he blamed the Afghanistan exit on Donald Trump, which is hilarious because Trump was not the president then. Biden was the president then. In fact, Trump said that the timing of it was, Trump wanted it to go earlier because of weather-related issues. And Biden wanted it to go later because, I don't know why, but either way, it was a failure. And one of those things that could have easily been prevented. So it's such a huge failure that, again, it, like most of the events in the Biden administration, you go, they're so incompetent. And then you go, well, hang on a second. How can you be that high up the ladder and be that incompetent unless incompetence is the baked-in cover story for your malice? I wonder about that. 13 dead soldiers, making the family wait, being disrespectful by looking at your watch. That's Joe Biden's legacy. I mean, that's who he is as a person. He's a shitty person with a horrible family, and all the kids in there are fucked up because of Joe Biden, because he's a pedophile. Everybody knows it. It's not even a secret. Oh, yeah. What about Joe Biden's relationship with Israel? Because I'm pretty sure he was being blackmailed. I'm pretty sure everyone in Washington is being blackmailed. Let me be clear. But not everybody's the president. And whereas Trump may be getting blackmailed by Israel, I think Trump goes along with it because he's ideologically aligned with them. I'm not so sure if Biden was. But if you noticed, doesn't really matter. Because the money kept flowing, the arms kept flowing, the missiles got delivered, security assurances were given, fleets of Navy destroyers were off the coast. You know, America gave its stamp of approval to this genocide. Joe Biden did, not the American people, of course. But Joe Biden enabled a genocide by a bloodthirsty psychopath, Netanyahu, with a blank check and full American approval. 46,600 dead in Gaza and counting. That number will surely rise once they're able to get the tens of thousands of dead bodies out from underneath the rubble. The Gaza Pier disaster, you remember that? What about the old seven countries in 5 years? We find out, not that many of us were confused about this, but we find out later that directive that former NATO allied Supreme Commander General Wesley Clark mentioned in that Democracy Now! Interview with Amy Goodman, where he talked about how he got this letter down off the desk from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, and how it said we were going to take out seven countries in 5 years. Well, let me ask you, on the list, I mean, who are we bombing during Biden's administration? Yemen, Somalia, Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, finishing off with Iran. I mean, this is the plan. And Biden was involved in perpetuating it on behalf of the Greater Israel Project. He never released the information on anything related to Jeffrey Epstein, if you noticed. And that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody when your Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has the connections that he has to the Maxwell family. So, of course, that wasn't going to happen. But the Biden administration's failings internationally are legendary. And I'm glad that it's over, if for no other reason than just give somebody else a chance to do it differently. Let's move on to the domestic disasters. We'll wrap up with this. I mean, I ask you, take a look at cities, large cities in America with Democratic mayors, and you tell me if you can find the common denominator here. Los Angeles, New York City, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Chicago, Denver, Philadelphia, Boston. What do they have in common? Woke, Marxist, Soros appointees. In some cases, you know, they ran for office, but when you've got unlimited funds, you can convince people to vote for you. Those those cities are ruined after just 4 years. You don't need to have a world war in order to destroy cities. You can do it with legislation, apparently. Chesa Bowden in San Francisco, and they all have, all these people all have a couple things in common. Connections to Soros, yes. They're all Marxists, trained Marxists. I mean, Chesa Bowden comes out of Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayers, his step-parents who raised him. You know, I mean, he was an asset from birth, shaped into the person that he was, then installed into San Francisco to destroy that city from the inside. Look at Karen Bass and what she's done in Los Angeles. Look at Gascon. Look at all the people. Look at the people. The guy Larry Krasner in Philadelphia. Shithole. Philadelphia is a shithole now. Used to not be. It is now. I mean, just go down Kensington, right? And you see everybody, the frozen zombies in the middle of tranking out, you know? Sad and entirely preventable, which makes you come to the realization that if it's preventable and yet it's happening, then it is meant to happen. And of course it is. I'd say Joe Biden's domestic disasters began with his poor judgment of picking Kamala Harris, though. I mean, I think that really set the tone. A diversity hire of all diversity hires. I mean, never accomplished anything in her life. Golden knee pads. You know, that's the only way she got through and moved up the chain of commands. It wasn't for her intellect. She wasn't a great public speaker, we noticed. She doesn't have great ideas. She's sort of like AOC, but without any of the, you know, without the double D's, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to find any sort of positives in Kamala Harris. And yet Joe Biden selected her. I guess the best reason I could think of was that she's sort of like an insurance policy. You know what I mean? It's like when Jesse Ventura went on Howard Stern and was joking, he's like, "I'm Howard, I'm going to run for president and I want you to be my vice president." And he's like, "Why would you want me to be my vice president? Your vice president, Jesse?" He said, "That way I make sure I don't get assassinated because nobody would ever want you to be the president." Well, that's what the thinking that it was with Kamala Harris. Joe Biden's like, "I have to pick somebody who's worse than me. That's tough. But I've got to find somebody who's devoid of charisma, who's totally unlikable, has no knowledge of policies, you know, Kamala Harris." Perfect. So in some regards, I suppose it was maybe a strategic pick, keeping an insurance policy pick, but she was there because she's a diversity hire, and that's the main reason. Speaking of diversity as our strength, it isn't, by the way. The DEI failure for Bud Light and Target and the military, even BlackRock walked back. You know, they were the perpetrators of DEI. They were heavily, not just in favor of it, but they were pushing it. Even they've walked it back. They're like, "Well, maybe not the best idea." Oh, you think that maybe not the best if you're going to invest in all these companies, but now you've made it so that the board of directors has to have the appropriate shade of person on there that has X number of handicaps in order to get on to the next bonus round to qualify for whatever sort of thing that you need them to, you know, you need these woke boards to look much different. I envision it's just a bunch of old stuffy white guys smoking cigars already, but they clearly wanted to get rid of that and bring in a little bit of color, a little bit of flavor, some soul. Well, it didn't go well. That is ending immediately. Trump is making sure of that. And what about Build Back Biden? Threatening people with a winter of death. Do you remember that? He straight up said, "You guys who are unvaccinated, you will have a winter of death." Well, I'm still partying. I'm good. I'm going to be in an Acapulco. You guys, it'll be in winter too. Am I going to be dead? Because I think I'm probably better than I've ever been. Physically, mentally, I'm great. I'm good. And you know why? Because I didn't take a bunch of experimental gene therapy that didn't clear stage 2 trials. That's why. You know, forcing OSHA Occupational Safety Hazard Association, I think I got that right. They're the group that goes in and makes sure that the workplace has the right number of fire extinguishers and that you have enough clearance and that your trash can isn't next to some incinerator or whatever. You know what I mean? They make sure that the place is your workplace has certain criteria that it must fit in order to remain open and not get fined by them. And that's the group that Joe Biden chose to use to try and ram through the vaccine mandate, which was unconstitutional, and he knew it, and it eventually was overturned, like a lot of his stuff. It's just it's like the Kissinger quote: "The illegal we do immediately; the unconstitutional takes a little bit longer." And that's kind of Biden's feeling on that. How about universities discriminating against people because they were unvaccinated? Well, those lawsuits are starting to kick off right now, and that's going to be fun to watch. How about the 20 million plus dead from vaccines worldwide, you know, died suddenly? Interesting. Must be all that climate change, right? You know, the defibrillators that they put next to the playground equipment now because those kids were having heart attacks? I remember in my day when I was a kid, kids having heart attacks all the time. But, you know, we never let a heart attack stop us. We'd get back up and get back on the swings. Oh, wait, no, wait, hang on a sec. No, that never happened. No, I've never heard of a kid having a heart attack. Not until they started taking the vaccines. How about tranny story time? What about third bathrooms? How about 100 genders? What about trans TikTok? What about chemical castration? What about all that stuff? That is all happened under the Biden administration. Made to happen. Accelerated. Put forth. Prioritized by them. Antifa. Lawlessness, which was intentional. It's American Gladio. It's American Gladio, but not with American Gladiators. That Antifa group is not the most masculine batch of rabble-rousers I've ever seen. You know, like, I just can't overarm this Molotov cocktail anymore. Help me throw it. Oh, God. It's just, I'm embarrassed. I'm a purist. I have high standards. I want my domestic terrorist to be like, I don't know, the IRA in like Northern Ireland. You know what I mean? I want that's how I envision it. Guys that are like ski masks and AKs and car bombs, right? Not Antifa. The limp-wristed left is not very good at creating social chaos, and they just embarrass themselves. How about the cheap fakes? You that was a term that was branded by the Biden administration, used to hide his actual physical deterioration in his mental condition. Oh, you guys are, it's cheap fakes making Joe Biden look like he's falling down the stairs or falling up the stairs or whatever he's doing. No, it's real footage. We watched him do it. He's lost. You guys talking about how he can't get off the stage. He can get off the stage just fine, I'll have you know. Well, yeah, now, because you give him cue cards and you tell him which direction, come in, sit here, don't read this, read that, talk to this person, give speech, exit stage left. I mean, they had to put it on cue cards for him, and I don't know if the cameras caught the cue cards, and it's really as simple as that. The mask is off. The empire has no clothes. It was just a don't believe your lying eyes, right? Whether he's falling upstairs or falling off bikes or falling asleep or getting instructions to get off the stage or what to say, or who to call on in the press corps. I mean, it's all stage managed. And if you say otherwise, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier, I'll tell you right now. Right, Joe? But I think a case could be made that Biden's presidency was fire. Literally. Food processing facilities on fire, trains on fire, Maui on fire, California on fire, North Carolina underwater, unfortunately. But, you know, what did you expect? What did we really expect from Joe Biden? A guy who's been a whore for the credit card industry for 50 years, who lies about his son's death, he lies about his wife's death, he lies about his daughter's death. He's a lying piece of garbage. That's who Joe Biden is. I mean, you know, he's been sniffing little girls since the early 70s, and you can't expect to teach an old pedophile dog new tricks, you know. But I think in the end, unfortunately, if I'm being honest, Joe Biden's presidency was a huge success. It's just that we misunderstood what the goals were. He is a destroyer who was sent to undermine the country. So with that criteria in mind, maybe he was the most successful president ever. But there's always Trump. Hey, if you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing this episode with your friends or on social media. And if you haven't rated the show, if you think we've done a good job, we'd appreciate a 5-star review. Check us out at activistpost.com, naturalblaze.com, macroaggressions.io. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.